Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Comic Movie Universe on the Divine Thoughts channel. I'm your host, Terry, and today's episode is a flash recap of episode 11. So we got a short show today because I most definitely called in late, so I got about half the time. But anyway, we're going to break down tonight's episode, and this is kind of, well, I kind of cheat the rules and, you know, break out of the movie universe and into the TV universe of comic books. And so we've had our little break, seemed a lot longer than that. For me, it kind of went by, but it has been quite a bit since the show went on this, you know, hiatus. But we're back, and this is actually not the first week. Last week was the first week back. I did not get a chance to do an episode on that, but I will be covering that in the near future. But that's okay, because I want to cover this one tonight, because this one, I just needed to react to it fresh and not wait till tomorrow or anything like that. So that's why, you know, even with the short show, I'm going to try to get in here and do it, because this was some stuff. So I'm going to go through the rundown real quick, and I think I'm going to change it up a little bit as far as the boom and zoom, talking about what I liked and what I didn't like, and just jump straight into the Speed Force and talk about what's coming ahead, because this is a lot to unpack from this show or this episode, and so that's the way I'm going to roll it. So first, I'll just start out with the rundown. Spoiler alerts go if you have not seen the latest episode of The Flash. Episode 11, I'm not exactly sure what the name is, but it's episode 11. Then go watch the episode first and then listen to the show. So, basically, tonight's show was the return of the Reverse Flash. And it started out with kind of the typical Flash saving someone, you know, taking care of something. It was like a runaway truck or whatever. And, yeah, so that wasn't too consequential, but you had Dr. Wells, Earth 2, whatever Wells you want to call him, basically getting frustrated because he wanted Barry to be doing more, you know, top-notch stuff to get his, you know, powers going. And, of course, as we all know as the audience, he's doing that because he has agreed to help Zoom get Barry faster so it can steal more power from him. So, yes, that is the plot. So then from there, we see that Eobard Thawne is kind of just, you know, creeping around Central City and kind of watching the Flash and, you know, figuring out, you know, his whereabouts and, you know, his bearings and understanding where he is and gathering information. So then from there we have Cisco also, not also, but Cisco continuing to try to help Earth 2 Wells figure out a way to either, you know, slow down Zoom or, you know, close the portals or whatever it is, you know, he's trying to do. He's trying to do the impossible all the time. And through this discussion, they decide to try to amplify Cisco's vibe powers to kind of find out where Zoom is. And, sorry, not the Reverse Flash. They were trying to find out where Zoom was initially. And then they were trying to figure out how to trigger the power. And that is when Harrison figured that it was probably triggered by fear. So he dressed up as the Reverse Flash, sent Cisco down to, like, the room where Harrison Wells used to work, popped up, you know, in the Reverse Flash suit and scared him, so to speak. And then he had a vibe about Eobard Thawne, the real Reverse Flash, killing people and kidnapping the lady from Mercury Labs, I believe, the doctor. So anyway, that then led to them creating this invention, which was the goggles that Cisco used to kind of go into a lucid dream last season. and he amplified it basically so he could so Cisco could control his vibe powers. And I haven't seen the vibe in comic form or anything, but I'm pretty sure this is going to be part of Cisco's costume, you know, air quote costume going forward, because this does help him control his vibe power. So anyway, it was kind of like the Speed Force, where he just saw a bunch of things happening in different parts of history. And if you know about Vibe, and I talked a little bit about it, he is one of the people known that can stop the Flash. And so I feel like, you know, while he might not be tapping into the Speed Force per se, it is kind of whatever he can do parallels the Speed Force. And so, yeah, I'm sure they'll get into that. So anyway, by using this, they were able to figure out what Reverse Flash was doing. They didn't really know where he was, but he figured out what he was doing. And then the team kind of narrowed it down from there. And Barry had to go save the Doctor, who was going to be killed by Reverse Flash, after he finished creating whatever machine he wanted. Now, it was interesting. And of course, we know from last season that Eobard Thawne, whether he's playing Harrison Wells or not, is a ruthless dude. But it's just like, why does he have to just kill everybody? He wanted her to fix, like, this tachyon prototype, whatever, so that he could go home. And it's like, okay, you're about to go home. She's like, there, I fixed it. You know, you can go home. Oh, let me just kill you first. Like, what type of, why? But anyway, so Barry gets there, saves her, destroys the machine, fights Reverse Flash, and they capture him. And I'm sorry. So then, like, it was all good, and then Cisco basically started to disappear out of existence because, I don't know, a rift in the timeline, they say, basically. As in, if you don't let Reverse Flash kind of go about his life, then Cisco will never be born. So, in order to save Cisco, they have to let Reverse Flash go. Not only let him go, but Barry had to use his powers in conjunction with Reverse Flash to send Reverse Flash home. And so, yeah. And that was pretty much the show. And then it was a little bit at the end, which we'll get into. So, looking at the Speed Force, because there is a lot to talk about as far as the implications of this episode. And I was really excited for this episode because, and I knew it wasn't going to be much Zoom, and, you know, there was very little mention of him and no actual glimpses of him or anything. But I knew that coming in, and I feel like there's not, like, a lot of Zoom being advertised. Some people kind of sleep on the episode. But having Reverse Flash come back, there's certain episodes in the season that are just pivotal, that are, you know, just if you had to put a pressure point in the season, there's certain episodes that you would pick for what happened or what sets up to happen. And this was one of those episodes. And so when I saw it and just thinking about it, I'm like, man, I am so excited. And one of the reasons I didn't get to do last week's is because, A, I did not see it. Well, I saw it live, but I was, like, kind of middle of doing something, so I didn't really get to fully take it in. And then by the time I actually was able to rewatch it, I feel like I just saw too many opinions. And I really like to get my opinion out there fresh before I see other stuff. So then it's not like, oh, you're mimicking this person or you're just copying. You know, I just want to get my ideas out and then see what everybody else thought. So those kind of reasons why I didn't get around to last. And because I happen to agree last week's episode, not a lot happened. It really felt like a throwaway episode. There were some good parts, but I'll get into that later. But it felt like a throwaway episode. In this one, I just felt like, okay, this week, no, we're going to get some serious stuff. And so anyway, this was a pressure point pivotal episode. So let's just get into it. Reverse Flash coming back, and this is unscripted or anything. I'm going to try my best to make it make sense, and let's see how close I get. So Reverse Flash coming back, everybody was like, what in the world is going on? At first, some people, when they say Reverse Flash, we didn't know if it was going to be the Eobard Thawne actor, whose name escapes me, or if it was just going to be Tom Cavanaugh playing, you know, Reverse Flash Harrison Wells like he was from last season. But then we found out it'd be the, you know, Eobard Thawne actor. And then it, even still, it's just like, how is Reverse Flash here after he died at the end of last season? So, and me too, I was completely intrigued. I'm like, how are they going to explain his presence? But I also knew that in explaining his presence, you were going to give a lot of clues to some other things. So that's why I was really excited. So here we go. Basically, Reverse Flash is back because time is now repeating itself, where there's 1,000 different elements when you're talking about time travel in movies and stories and stuff. But I guess with this show, you know, it's all about what the show or the movie or the book sets up as the rules of time. And in this show, it really felt like with Flash, and especially with Reverse Flash, you could kind of make it and bend it the way you want. Yes, they've established the butterfly effect for the most part, where if you change something, something else drastic is going to happen. So, like, when Barry first time traveled, the city was about to be, you know, hit with a tsunami or whatever from the Weather Wizard. So when he went back in time, he took the Weather Wizard before he even knew what was happening, so that never happened. And it's like, okay, everything's good. As a result, Cisco ended up being kidnapped by Captain Cold with Cisco's brother, and they almost killed Cisco's brother, or they froze his hand, and, like, they were torturing him. So Cisco had to give up Barry's identity to Captain Cold in order to save his brother. So now Captain Cold knows his identity. So one big disaster to another big, not a disaster, but a big thing happening in the Flash's life. So that's kind of how time works. It does have that butterfly effect. But you still felt like, okay, with Reverse Flash is going wherever he wants in the timeline, trying to kill Barry, and then Barry going back and then doing that, and then he going back trying to save his mom. It's just like, okay, they can kind of just go in and out of time and do what they want. And you could kind of, you know, create what they were saying, timelines. You just create different timelines. Like in that timeline, yeah, this happened, but this is a parallel timeline where you change this and now this is happening. And so it's like time just creates infinite parallel timelines. Well, that wasn't exactly the case, because in some time travel things, we talk about time repeating itself. And it was so funny because this preview had me thinking about that, and they mentioned it on The Flash. So last season, towards the end, where they first found out that the future room or whatever with Gideon, Cisco sees the picture of The Flash with the brighter red costume and the white emblem. And so he says, oh, man, that looks nice. You know, I'm going to make that. And he basically says, wait. Do you think I'm going to make that now because I saw it, or was I always going to make it? You know, so it's like that time complex. It's like, you know, which comes first, chicken or the egg? And so I was actually thinking about that. I was like, wow, that's that time loop. It's like, you know, does this happen because I saw it in the future, or was that always what the future was going to be? And so that concept pretty much came into play in this episode, where we saw time loops. So even though different things happen, time loops and it kind of stays on course. So basically, and you've seen in the preview, this was Reverse Flash origin story, meaning that even though the Reverse Flash timeline ends with him dying, at the end of season one, since he's from the future, his timeline starts in Barry's present. So it's definitely confusing, but if you've seen last season, you've been up to date, you can follow the timeline and understand what happens now. So when Reverse Flash gets there, he has no idea where he is. He knows about the Flash, but he doesn't know that the Flash is Barry Allen. He doesn't know anything about Barry Allen's mom or trying to kill his mom. And so he doesn't know anything about Harrison Wells or Star Labs or any of this stuff. But he knows the Flash. And so when he sees the Flash, he's like, oh, okay, well, I know what timeline he's from or what time period he's from. So that could mean a lot of things. That could mean way in Eobard Thawne's future. That could be current Barry Allen that traveled to the future and that's how he knows him. Or, because I doubt Barry Allen lived that long, and if he did, then it'd be easy to say, okay, well, I know which timeline he's from, just do the math. So it could be a version of Barry Allen that travels to the future, and that's how he knows Barry or the Flash. But anyway, for whatever reason, he doesn't know what time period the Flash is from. And so now he knows. And so, of course, well, I wouldn't say of course. I don't think he was thinking about killing Barry Allen or killing his mom. But now that Barry mentioned it to him, it kind of puts the thought in his head. So everything that the Reverse Flash has already done, they talk about to him. And that's kind of really how it gets created. So it's that chicken or the egg type concept where everything that he did forced them to be who they are, but then they in turn force him to be who he is, which then forces them to be who they are. And it's just a time loop. Time repeats itself. So now the Reverse Flash, he wanted to go home. They didn't let him, well, Barry didn't let him go home, and they trapped him. By doing that, he pissed Reverse Flash off, and he already didn't like Barry, or the Flash, I'm sorry, Barry. He already didn't like the Flash, but now he really doesn't like the Flash. But then he meets Harrison Wells, or sees who he is, because Earth 2 Harrison Wells is there. He meets Cisco, who he has no idea who he is. But now he meets Cisco because Cisco's pissed and he had his little speech. And then, he hears about Star Labs. He still doesn't know he's Barry Allen, but for everything else, he understands. So now he goes into the future, contemplates how to stop Barry. Oh, I'm going to go back in the past and kill him. Goes back in the past, tries to kill him, doesn't, because Flash fights him, kills his mom, and it all starts over again. And so time just continues in a loop where it repeats itself, but there's a starting point. And since he's from the future, his starting point is in the past, but that starting point is also our character's present. So if you just, and I know it's not a visual thing, it's a radio show, but if you start at that starting point, his starting point interacts with one of their, current events. And then from there, he goes back, and then it loops back to where he dies. So it's not the Reverse Flash that died, it's the Reverse Flash that kind of started the whole thing. Now, I think there still are some holes that I could get into with that, but for the most part, I think it's just interesting to think how all the problems they have kind of created by themselves. And I guess the first thing you would say is, well, why do that? Like, and I felt that way too during the show. It's just like, okay, well, once they break it down to you, like, this is his origin story. Everything he learns is because of right now. Everything, all that stuff Harrison Wells or Eobard knew is because you're telling him right now. And they didn't tell him everything, which makes me believe he'll be back. But let's just say, okay, you told him, we or your, what's his name, your whatever Eddie Thawne is to him. He killed himself, and that's how we killed you. How are you here? So now when he goes back and starts his timeline, he knows, okay, well, let me protect Eddie for insurance because that's how I die. He doesn't know exactly how it happens, but he knows that Eddie is the key. So it's like, okay, everything you can tell him right now will end up being information he knows later. So chicken or the egg. But the cool thing is, it's just like, okay, well, in my mind, I'm like, don't tell him anything. Don't tell him any. Don't take him to Star Labs. Don't tell him about Eddie. Cisco, why are you talking to him? Don't say y'all knew each other. It's like, it's easy for us to say, well, just don't do it. The problem with that, and they addressed it really subtly, is that if you don't do what you're supposed to do, now you're messing with time. Because time's in a loop. Again, the show kind of made you feel like you can just mess with time and then, okay, we're on an alternative timeline. But no, you mess with time and there's either going to correct itself where it loops because time is going to happen, or you're going to cause some serious damage where people start disappearing. And so, like, Barry had to make the choice to let Reverse Flash go. I think they would have had to make the choice to tell him all the stuff that they were telling him. Now, the way they executed it, it was more emotional. It was more of, I'm pissed at you. I'm going to say what I got to say. But even if they all said, you know what, screw it, don't tell him anything, they would have to tell him eventually before he left, or else, you know, things would be messed up in the timeline. So, very confusing, I know. And I'm like, I don't think I did the best job explaining it. But it's really interesting. This is just, and you have to understand Reverse Flash is a time person. So, it's not past, present, future with him. Our present is his way back past. And his future is, you know, way beyond our future. Our future is his past and all that other stuff. So his starting point, when it overlaps, it's at a different point. So his ending was really their beginning. And so his beginning was towards their ending. And it's just, you know, it's reverse. It's opposite. That's what he is. But the cool thing, so getting out of the time loop, the cool thing is, and I kind of talked about it, where they seemed like they were going away from the original comics as far as origin, you know, with Zoom being Eobard Thawne, and then, Reverse Flash. So Dr. Zoom, Professor Zoom, Reverse Flash were all the same person. They were two separate people, but they were all the same villain. And so at one point, it was Eobard Thawne who was Zoom / Reverse Flash, and then it was another person. So anyway, the Thawne story was that he loved Flash, wanted to be Flash, tried to get his power, got his power, and found out that he was destined. He went to the future on accident and found out he was destined to be a villain. And so that kind of messed his mind up and made him become the villain. So, again, the chicken or the egg thing. And so that kind of was out. It was real nice how they played it because it didn't seem like that. It was like, okay, no, this Eobard Thawne just hates Flash. He wants to get home. and that's why, you know, everything is messed up. And that was true, but that was only part of his story. So the or like his actual origin, which came out today, is that okay, it's exactly from the comics. I wanted to be you, Flash, so bad, and I figured out how to get your powers. Then I found out I was destined to become a villain, and so I became a villain. I had to be the reverse. The more love you got, the more I had to take away from you. I'm the one person you can't beat. You know, I'm the opposite of you. So it's like it was real cool that they got back to that. Now, the other part, to kind of, for the sake of time, whoo, the other person that is Reverse Flash slash Zoom is Hunter Zolomon. And his story was that in the future or whatever, Flash, he worked, he was a cop and he worked with Flash. And he got hurt in like an accident or something. I think his wife died too or something like that. And so he asked the Flash to go back in time, use his powers to go back in time and save him. And, you know, or make it where he didn't get injured. And of course, Flash told you can't mess with time. And so he got pissed at Flash. And then after that, I'm not exactly sure. I don't think he actually like got the Speed Force. I think he like got into some accident with the cosmic treadmill or something like that. And like some of the Speed Force from one of the Flash's suits gave him some type of power. And actually, I am tweaking. I did do an episode. I did most definitely do an episode on the Flash from last week. Anyway, but I talked about it last week where like his power was, Hunter Zolomon's power was actually not moving fast. It was actually making everybody around him move slower. And so, but anyway, the point is, that was kind of his origin story. So then he became the next Reverse Flash slash Zoom. So with that being said, tonight we found out that Jay Garrick's doppelganger in Earth One is Hunter Zolomon. And so they say everybody has a doppelganger, you know, but for whatever reason, his in Earth One is not named Jay Garrick, it's named Hunter Zolomon. And so if you heard, you know, once you heard that name, it's like, oh my God. Because I'm thinking everybody wants to know who Zoom is. And I'm like, that's who Zoom is, at least the prominent Zoom in the comics. You know, he's still Reverse Flash, but he's more prominent as Zoom. And so I'm like, well, that's who he is. And I'm hoping that that's who he's going to be. You know, that's who they're going to reveal it is. But now we see that Hunter Zolomon is Jay Garrick's doppelganger, which makes no sense. Because Jay Garrick was like a comic book within the comic of The Flash, and that's a whole nother story. He was like a legend hero, and Hunter Zolomon is from the future. He's his own thing. So the writers have melded those together, and now Hunter Zolomon is the other side of Jay Garrick. Well, the thing is, Jay Garrick is now dying and needs help. He needs Speed or someone to go back in time and fix things. And Jay Garrick, of course, won't get pissed if the Flash won't help him because he knows you can't mess with time. But now we got to see where Hunter Zolomon plays in, because you don't drop that name unless he's setting up to be the villain that you think he's supposed to be. And so things are crazy. I really think I'm gonna have to get on like another episode and just dive into this. Like, if you have not seen this episode by now, first of all, I don't know why you're listening, but really go see it. It's so much happened tonight. It was ridiculous. But again, if you like what you heard, please hit the follow button. Log on Facebook, Twitter, leave comments, questions, feedback. Love to hear from you. This has been the Comic Movie Universe, aka the CMU, on the Divine Thoughts channel. I'm your host, Terry. Thanks for listening.